When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 17th edition. Coming at you early, as I have other things. I have a busy Wednesday, a Tuesday night on tap. So we're knocking out Quick Hits now. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't have a Quick Hit episode for Wednesday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. There's a five-game early slate starting at 12:10 p.m. Eastern time. If you have questions, I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord to answer those ones for you. This podcast will be previewing the seven-game main slate that starts at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. Totals on this seven-game slate: Yankees, Blue Jays, 8.5; Mariners, Red Sox, 10; Whew. Brewers, Cardinals, 8.5; Braves, Rangers, 7.5; Cubs, Astros, 9; Guardians, White Sox, 9. Still waiting on a couple totals. We got most of them for this main slate, so let's find out what we're doing, because we got some actually pretty darn good pitching on this slate. And it starts off with Spencer Strider at the Texas Rangers. The Rangers' offense is fuego. There's no denying that. It's been one of the best in baseball, one of the best teams in baseball. You get Spencer Strider, who's an electric factory. The ceiling is through the roof with Spencer Strider, like 30-plus point before. He's averaging 28 points a game, DK-wise. It's $12,000. You don't see that very often. And again, like I said, the Rangers are a team that's balling out right now. It's wild. Strider's like the best pitcher in the game, and you're facing one of the most potent offenses in the game. Like when you look at the Rangers here, I'm pulling up their splits page, and we're gonna do the month of May as we've been doing, because we're starting to try to shrink down the samples and see, we don't want the full season. Things have changed, obviously, with the Rangers especially. But just in the month of May, they're striking out 26.5% of the time versus righties. That's great for Strider. They're also hitting 265 with a 158 ISO, 97 WRC plus. They've actually cooled down a little bit. But Strider at 12,000 is pretty, pretty juicy. Like, if you can afford it, I'm cool with it. Just know it's going to cut into a lot of you. You got Garrett Cole at 11.5 against the Toronto Blue Jays. That's an interesting one. Cole's been off the last two, three starts. Even 20 points isn't great for Cole. Four of his last five starts have been 20 points or less. He needs to get it going. Not sure Toronto's it. Good tournament play, though. I'll say that much. A great tournament play, a great one, will be Nathan Eovaldi at $10,100, because no one likes to target the Atlanta Braves. Eovaldi's coming off. He's thrown three straight starts with zero earned runs, eight or more innings in each. He has thrown 25 and two-thirds shutout innings in a row with 25 strikeouts at Oakland, at the Angels, against the Yankees. Against the Atlanta Braves, we know who the Braves are. Damn good offense. There's no sugarcoating that. 21% carry versus righties. But a 218 average and a 150 ISO, that's not bad. So if you want to take your chances with Eovaldi at 10-1, almost 2K less than Strider, I like the tournament play with Eovaldi. Strider's probably the best play on the slate, but you're paying a ton for it. So I like the idea of a little Eovaldi action in this one. Taj Bradley makes his triumphant return to the bigs on Wednesday. At least that's what everything points to, even on DK right now. He's $9,000 against the New York Mets. Bradley scuffled a bit in the minors once he got demoted. Who knows if he just got frustrated, didn't care, the focus wasn't there. Who knows? Because he was awesome. He was awesome when he was up in the bigs. Now he gets a Mets team striking out 20% of the time, the 231 average and 115 ISO in the month of May. I think Taj at 9K is a fun, fun tournament play. JP France, I love. I talk about him a lot. He's $7,900. He's got the Cubbies. France, he's put up 18 and 20. Going to get you five or six innings. He limits the damage. Doesn't get a ton of Ks. It's just really weird. Some of the minors, he had like a pretty good strikeout stuff. It just hasn't panned out in the bigs yet. Gets the Chicago Cubs, who are striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 236 average and 118 ISO in May. So I like France as a value at $7,900. That'd be one I would look to for sure. I want to double-check the splits on Houston. We've talked about them a bit lately, and they've been struggling a ton. And in the month of May, they're facing Drew Smyly, who's very, very hit and miss. But you got a Houston Astros team. Yeah, I want to target them with righties. Righties are starting. Lefties are still doing good enough, so I'll pass. Another fun tournament play is Chris Bassitt. Bassitt has thrown 25 or more points in back-to-back starts, 18 or more in 5 of 6, 7. He had one bad start to start the season. 3 1/3, 10 hits, 9 earned in his debut. Other than that, 18-7, 18-7, 25-9, 18-1, 13-1, 25. He's been absolutely outstanding. If we want to just not talk DraftKings only, like I know Nick Pollock talked about it on one of his recent podcast. I believe it was his daily podcast, the Plus Pitch podcast over at pitcherloose.com. Yes, I do the First Pitch podcast there, so I promote that every day. So I know that one very, very well. But he mentioned, and this is why I like even when we do team splits, I like taking it down to like a smaller sample where he's using just May instead of the whole season. It's because players change. They develop. Pitch mix changes. Hitters' approaches change, so on and so forth. Well, I'm not taking that big of a deal, but I am just going to – I'm going to take off that opening day horrific start where the velo was down and everything for Chris Bassitt. We're going to get rid of that one. So his last seven starts, 1.97 ERA, 4.78 xFIP is not ideal, but a 1.97 ERA is very, very solid. He's got a 22.8% K rate. The walk rate at 12% is still not ideal, but what I'm saying, he's getting the job done. He's been effective, and more importantly, he's $7,400. Now, it is against the New York Yankees. That's always a terrifying thing because they seem to be heating up a bit. We'll see. They even got, you know, as I'm recording, they already got two runs on Gossman. So that's less than ideal. They're only striking out 15.6% of the time versus righties in May, hitting 261 with a 205 ISO. So it's a very tough matchup for Chris Bassitt. But in a tournament at 74, I can see it. Other than that, Brian Bayo is my dude at $5,700. $5,700 versus Seattle. Seattle's offense is awesome. But Brian Bayo, I've written him up in recent riser followers, buy high, sell lows, fab, waiver wire articles. I've talked about him on recent podcasts on Bubba and the Bloom and Bench with Bubba. I love this guy. He's been outstanding. His last three starts, he's gotten over 17 DK points. He got at least five innings, two earned runs or less in each start, five or more Ks. He did the same thing last year. He struggled out the gate and they've gotten very, very good. He is a talented, talented young arm. Will he have hiccups? Of course, he's young. That's what will happen. But it's a Seattle team striking out 22% of the time versus righties with a 240 average and a 135 ISO. Brian Bayo should not be $5,700. That is a ridiculous price tag. At worst, he should be like 74 with Chris Bassitt. Brian Bayo is a damn good pitcher. And if Seattle beats him up, so be it. I'll go right back. You give me Brian Bayo against any team at $5,700, I will roster Brian Bayo. Because more often than not, he will easily pay off that price tag. So I will go to the bat. Like, and it makes the fact he's $5,700, this is why I love doing this pod, the first look. That's the first time I saw his price tag. Now it's easy to play Spencer Strider at 12K. Enjoy. Like, DK effed this one up in a big, big way. But if you want to go Bayo and Eovaldi, I like that. That's different. But it makes it really easy to go Bayo and Strider now. Super simple. So recapping the pitching, I like Strider, Eovaldi. Go Cole if you want, but give me Strider, Eovaldi. I like Taj Bradley at 9K for a bounce back. And if you're looking at values, JP France at $7,000. I like a lot. Don't mind Bassitt, but once I saw Brian Bayo at 57, don't worry about Bassitt. Screw it. So Bayo and France are your values. Bradley, Eovaldi, Strider, if you're paying up at the pitcher position.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's talk about the bats on this seven-game Wednesday evening slate. Catcher's position. You got, like, I love Cal Raleigh, but I ain't doing it versus Bayo. Not going to happen. Now, if you see Bayo's going to be chalky and you want to take a chance that he scuffles, sure, stack Seattle, knock yourself out. But I'll pass. I'll slide on down to some cheaper options at the position. Yasmani Grandal at $3,700 for Battenfield. White Sox, they've been a scuffling offense. Like, I'll be honest, looking at their last, you know, month of May, 21% K rate, 230 average, 153 ISO, 85 WRC plus versus righties, less than ideal. But this Battenfield cat, not good. Not good at all. So Yasmani Grandal at $3,700. I like that. Don't mind Milwaukee versus Waino. Contreras at 37 is another one you can look to target. Kode Senga is not that good right now. So Christian Betancourt at 34 is another option for you. Or you go below 3K and just go to save some cash. You got Connor Wong of Boston against Marco Gonzalez at 27. That's a very nice value. If Vic Caratini's in the lineup from Milwaukee, he's $2,700. That'd be another one as well. So Wong and Caratini, Wong especially at 27, I like. Higashioka of New York should catch. He usually catches Garrett Cole starts. He's $2,400 versus Bassett. I like that as a great value. I think that's a very, very good value. So keep him in mind as well. First base position for you. You can have St. Louis for Burns if you want. Burns pitching to way too much contact. He is not looking good. He struggles to get through six innings right now. He's getting there from time to time, not every time, but he's struggling to do so. But goalie at 59 is just fine. Matt Olson versus Eovaldi at 53. If you think Eovaldi, you know, he's been amazing. He's going to scuffle eventually. You can't go this many innings. It's just science. But will it be like when Gallen screwed up? He scuffled and only got two runs. It's still not worth stacking against. But you got Olson at 53. Anthony Rizzo at 46. Like, the more I look at it, the Yankees could be fun, especially on the slate, because the teams we like to stack are facing like Strider and Eovaldi and company. So Rizzo versus Bassett at 46. Rowdy Tellez at 43 versus Waino is another one for you. Luke Rayleigh, first base alpha at $3,600 for Cody Senga. I like that. Josh Naylor versus Clevinger. I like Cleveland a lot versus Clevinger. I think Clevinger's garbage as well. Like, you could do a Cleveland White Sox stack almost, and it's super cheap. Naylor at 33 is a solid look. Don't mind Andrew Vaughn versus Battenfield as well at 32 if you want to keep with that narrative of a game stack potentially. And then below 3K, Tristan Casas, lefty-lefty, probably doesn't start, but he went deep on Tuesday. I've been talking about Casas a lot as a guy where he's improving in a big way in the month of May. So the breakout might hopefully finally be coming with Tristan Casas. Second base position for you, Simeon is 54 versus Strider. I think I'll pass. But Ozzie Albies at 48, okay. Brandon Lau in tournaments only because he's not cash viable. He's 47 versus Senga. You got Gleyber Torres hopefully leading off at 46 would be another dude. Christopher Morel's $4,100. He's second base outfit eligible versus Ty France. So you can take a peek at him if you so choose. Going up against, JP France, sorry, with Morel. I think Nolan Gorman, second base, third base, gets Corbin Burns. Gorman at 41 is awesome. Andrés Giménez at 4K or Clevinger is just fine as well. Taylor Walls is a good play for Tampa Bay. Second base, third base at 38 versus Senga. So you got not a lot of payup spots. The payup dudes are facing some legit pitchers. So you can save cash and pay up for pitching is looking like, or get some of the big dog outfielders. Third base, Devers is fine if you want. Austin Riley, Chapman versus Cole at 5K, but you just go down. You got Arenado versus Corbin Burns at 46. Yoan Moncada's 45 versus Battenfield. Those are both great plays without having to break the bank. I love Nolan Gorman at 41. Talked about him already. Second base, third base eligible. Taylor Walls is $3,800. Second base, third base eligible. So those are both really good looks. If you think Taj Bradley's broken, which is possible, Beatty's $3,200. He could be a bit of a value for you. I don't think he's broken. Jake Berger at 28 is a great value. Tons of power going up against Battenfield. So I like that for Berger. And then Owen Miller should get he's been starting a lot lately. It was a kind of half and half, let's be honest. If he starts, he's $2,400 versus Wainwright. That would be something to look at if he starts. Shortstop position for you. Wander Franco versus Senga at 58 is very good. So there's a pay-up spot for you if you want. Tim Anderson's 48 versus Battenfield. Cheaper plays, you got Tommy Edman at 42 versus Burns, if you so choose. He'd be another guy to look at. Anthony Volpe versus Bassett at 41. That's a really good play. Volpe's been playing great, and he's not really priced accordingly. So you get a bit of a discount there. If you're stacking Cleveland, Ahmed Rosario at 37, he fits the stack. I'd rather have Volpe, personally, but Ahmed Rosario does fit the stack for you. And then other than that, like Paul DeJong's 27 versus Burns, I don't think you need to go there on this slate, but he's in play if you need to. Outfield position for you, Ronald Acuna Jr., 62. He's good against anybody. I don't care who he is. So if you can fit him in and you want to fit him in, fine. But like Randy Rosarena, 56, good spot versus Senga. I'm on board with that. Cheaper plays, Josh Lowe at 49, like a lot versus Senga. That's one. Jared Kelnick, I don't want to fade Bayo, but if you do, Kelnick at 48 is a good price. I'll be honest with that one. Going down cheaper, though, low 4Ks now. It drops quick. Ian Happ versus France at 42. I could see it, but like Christopher Morel at 41 in tournaments especially. He's got the multiple strikeout, multiple home run upside, which I love to see for tournaments. Lars Nootbaar at 4K versus Burns, I love. I love that price tag, especially tournament base. It's a good tournament slate. Lou Bob at 3,800 bucks might be as badly priced as Brian Bayo. Like, Lou Bob is the best hitter in baseball, at least top three hitter in baseball in the month of May. It's insane how good he's doing. He's 3,800 bucks for his batting field. It's asinine. So get Lou Bob in your lineups. Eat the chalk. Like, that's a phenomenal play. Luke Rayleigh's 3,600 bucks. Talked about him as a solid play. Alec Burleson, not bad at 31. I love Nootbaar, but it's a $900 difference. I get it. So you pay for what you get. Andrew Benintendi in your stacks of 3Ks is okay in my books. Other than that, though, when you get down below, I don't think you need a ton of value here, honestly, because we found a bunch elsewhere, and most guys are like mid-price dudes. So check your lineups. Like, if you do like Willie Calhoun's 2,200 bucks, he's probably going to hit fifth first Bassett. That's got some appeal to me. The other one would be Jake Bowers. He's 2K. He probably might be leading off or in like second against Bassett. So there's a couple value plays for you as well. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got Spencer Strider at 12K, Yahtzee, Nate Eovaldi 10-1, good for tournaments. Taj Bradley at 9,000, don't mind it. Some value arms, JP France at 79, and Brian Bayo is insanely underpriced at 5,700 bucks, just freaking stupid. Stacking things up, the Yankees versus Bassett, I am digging a lot more, especially because the value way, like Judge is expensive and whatnot, Glaber kind of expensive, but for the most part, you get some good price points on these dudes with Rizzo and Volpe and a couple other dudes. Like the outfield, Calhoun and Bowers, super cheap. Some other guys for you, though. Boston's okay. Not my favorite. Tampa Bay versus Senga, especially Rosarena, Lau, Rayleigh. Those are some of my favorite. Walls, those are some good looks for you versus Senga. Milwaukee's okay versus Waino, not one of my favorites. Love the Cleveland White Sox stack. Cleveland more so than the White Sox, but both really, really good looks. Josh Naylor's far too cheap. Berger's a nice value. Lou Bob is, that's the guy you put in. You put Bayo and Lou Bob in your lineup first. Your first two plays. Just throw them in and build around it. And that's how you're going to start off at your slate. And then if you want to go Cubs versus France, think he scuffles, that's fine. Houston versus Smiley if you want. But it's mainly the Yankees, Tampa Bay, stack Cleveland, and the White Sox. That's where I'm at this point in time. Again, recording early. I apologize. Got a lot going on. And I want to make sure I got you guys a pod. Because if I didn't do it now, probably wouldn't be able to by the end of the night. So there you have it. I'll be back with you guys on Thursday. There is a 5-game early slate on Wednesday. Make sure you remember that one. But this was for the 7-game main slate. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, BDentrick. That'll do it, folks. This was another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 17th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.